Hey, this is Wade.
And this is DJ CJ. We're the hosts of Discarder Radio.
Here in Vancouver.
Here are our new take on the 30-year legacy of Discarder Magazine, your Vancouver indie music monthly. Featuring hot local bands, live interviews, and good times.
Yeah!
Tune in every Tuesday from 5 to 6
for your weekly dose of what's happening in print, on stage, and live on the airwaves. It's Discarder Radio.
Discarder.
On CITR.
CITO.
CITR.
101.9 FM.
101.9 FM in Vancouver.
It's 5 o'clock Tuesday, time for Discarder Radio. And if you just happen to be listening in Melbourne, Australia right now, or I just happen to spend the past week, the time is noon on Wednesday. We're going to talk more about Melbourne later in the show, but right now, bring it back to this side of the Pacific. Welcome a guy from the Atlantic this Friday night at the Fox Cabaret. Rich O'Coin in town from Halifax. And he is right here on Discarder Radio with This Are You Experiencing? CITR. Discarder Radio, CITR 101.9, Are You Experiencing? By Rich O'Coin, who puts on an amazing live show as we experienced at Rifflandia last fall. If you want to check out his live show, it's happening this Friday night with the Elwins at the Fox Cabaret. Welcome to Discarder Radio. Wade here along with Mr. Matt Muse.
Howdy.
How you doing, buddy?
Oh, not too bad.
Excellent. With the time change, it's suddenly dark outside the windows. And we have a bit of a dark brooding character in here as well, so it all works out. No, I'm just kidding. What a welcome to the show today, Evan from the Isotopes. How you doing, man?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
Excellent. Thanks for coming on in.
Thanks for having me.
Excellente. Yeah. Now, you guys are a really interesting act because you're like part band, part baseball team. Tell me a bit about that.
Well, yeah, we are both. depending on what we're doing, We'll give you a different group of guys doing it. But we play ball and we play music and we enjoy both very much.
What came first?
That's a funny question. I guess the band came first, but the band was born of our love of baseball. So you could say that baseball came first, but then we wouldn't have started playing music if we didn't love music too. So chicken and egg, I guess.
I like it. Do you remember the first conversation that led? Was there a day? Was it, you know, after a great game or something that there was this moment? You're like, we should start a band.
What it was is I was playing softball in this beer league, and there was runners on first and second, and there was less than two outs, and some guy on my team hit a pop up over the infield, and the umpire called him out because that's an infield fly, and he didn't understand why he was out, and so he was yelling with the umpire. And this, like, being on my team, this made me so mad that one of our guys wouldn't know the rules. So I, on my way home, I was still fuming from the game, and I started writing the song in my head, which is how I usually write all the songs.
Okay.
And I thought to myself, like, I finished this song on my way home, and I was like, it was called Infield Fly, and that was the first song that we wrote. And I thought, you know what, maybe I can write more of these baseball songs, because I was doing music in other capacities at the time. So I thought, hey, maybe I can write some more baseball songs. And it turns out that I could, and then I recruited Justin Safely, who was in other bands at that time too, and I knew he was into baseball, and so it was the two of us, and we just said, you know, let's just do this as a band. Let's make it all baseball all the time.
Awesome. And speaking of writing baseball tunes, well, this was a pretty exciting past few weeks. Maybe not so much the past 2 weeks, but October was a really exciting month, probably the most exciting month in Canada for baseball since the early 90s.
Yes, yeah, for sure.
Of course, with the Toronto Blue Jays, Canada's team, having their great playoff run. Now, did you guys actually write a song for the run?
Yes, I wrote a song called Let's Go Blue Jays. They looked great at about the All-Star break, so I started writing this tune, and I had it out by mid-August. And just as I thought, they made it into the playoffs, into the postseason, and pretty far along. So it worked out great.
Wow.
We had the chance to be out on tour in Ontario during the last week of the regular season. So it was Jay's crazy out there, and everyone out there knew the song every night. It was
so
really
excited.
Cool. Yeah, it was really awesome to do that. Out here, you don't get a lot of baseball fanfare. People don't really care in Vancouver, but out east, it was really cool.
I noticed a little bit. I'm from Toronto myself, but I definitely noticed the pubs around around the playoffs, the playoff games for sure. Do we happen to have a little sample of that track, Matt Muse, No Pressure, as he's just gonna struggling to find it right about now? Oh, actually, great little logo too.
Thank you.
Nuclear Strike Zone was the last album, so we got a bit of a, it looks like a logo with the Blue Jays logo plus the Nuclear Strike Zone Nuclear logo. So this is a little sample of Let's Go Blue Jays from the Isotopes here on Discord Radio. We want to party like it's 1993. Let's sit them down and chuck up another victory. Let's go Blue Jays. Let's go Blue Jays. Let's go Blue Jays. Okay, Blue Jays. Okay, Blue Jays. Wow.
So there you have it, folks.
That's awesome.
It. That's the tune. Yeah.
That's great. So catchy.
Well, that was the point, right? I mean, you want people to sing along. You got to write anthems.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it sounds a little bit like their classic Let's Go Blue Jays, Let's Play Ball, but it's definitely like a nouveau punk take on it.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's not a direct cover. I stole the Blue Jays part. That's the direct ripoff of Hey Ho, Let's Go from the Ramones, which they play at all baseball games, every game. So I was hoping that we get some traction and play time from that.
I'm almost surprised you guys didn't get invited to, you know, play the seventh inning stretch or something.
Well, the Jays, as I've learned in my career in this band, are a really tough team to crack. They're a Rogers Media-owned team, and unlike most of other baseball teams, they're just one part of a large corporation. So getting in with them is difficult. I believe they have some kind of deal with Universal Music. We do not have a deal with Universal Music.
Right.
So there's a lot to get through in terms of red tape to get in with the Jays, which is too bad because any other team would probably have no problem.
Well, aside from that fact, great tune.
Thank you.
Great effort, great spirit.
Thank you.
Now, this Friday night, you guys are playing the Stomp Records 20th anniversary show.
Yes, sir.
So what can we expect on Friday night? Who else is playing? Where is it at?
Well, it's a tour that some of the Stomp bands that are going to be on the bill are doing across Canada. The Brains are the touring band, and they're bringing with them a couple of other bands. You guys might have the information in front of you. I certainly do not have it on
the tip of my tongue. Well, I do. Okay, sorry. Well, they're playing the Real McKenzies, Rude City Riot, Lost Kung Fu Monkeys, the Brains, as you mentioned, and you guys, Isotopes, are all playing Stomp Records 20th anniversary show.
It's of course, the Real McKenzies put on an awesome show. They're friends of ours, and we've had a chance to tour with them a bunch, and we share a member with them. And it's going to be a real party.
Right on.
Yeah. Some of the guys from Stomp are flying out from Montreal, and we're going to have a really fun time. And that's going to be a big blast of a show. It's the McKenzies and ours last show of the year. So we're going to go out with all cylinders firing, and it's going to be a really good show. Last time we played there, it was awesome. So I'm expecting nothing less than that this time, and I think it's going to be really cool.
Awesome. I hope to make it out, and I will be sure to bring my Blue Jays baseball cap along.
Do that. That's great. Every time that we see people out in the audience with, you know, taupe stuff or baseball stuff, it's a reinforcement that we're doing a fun thing. So it's always good to see that.
I've also got a 1989 Tony Fernandez jersey. Maybe I'll try to wear that as well.
Maybe I'll take that from you if you bring it.
Okay, so we're going to play another one of your tracks right now. I'm sure the Chicks will be digging this one on Friday night. It's called Chicks Dig the Long Ball. And Evan, thanks so much for joining us here.
Thanks a lot
on
for
Discord
having me.
Radio.
Thank you very much.
Right on. Do you want to tee this one up for us?
This one goes out to all you ladies here tonight. It's called Chicks Dig the Long Ball.
Friends, well, we like you, so become a member and get a Friends of CITR card. Not only does it make you special, but it gets you all kinds of deals with our friends on Commercial Drive, like 10% off at Stormcrow Tavern, High Life Records, Audio Pile, Mintage Clothing, and more. Visit CITR.ca for more, or come check us out in the Nest.
Nothing, really. Not very convincing, Jane girl. Whatever it is, I've got just the cure for it.
One, two, three, four, just one. Did you know CITR has a women's collective? This brand new collective is all about providing and fostering a community for women who are or who want to be in radio, fighting the gender disparity in media, and centering women's voices and issues. If you are a female-identified person or ally who's already involved in radio or wants somewhere to start, this collective is for you. Email womenscollective@citr.ca for more information and to get involved.
And tune in Friday at 6 p.m. for the collective show, Lady Radio, featuring music, interviews, events, news, commentary, basically anything we care to talk about.
See you then.
Well, how do you like it?
There's only one word for it. Terrific.
You know, I'm so proud of it, it's almost indecent of me.
I'm Jordan from Phoenix Thunderbird, and you are listening to Discorder Radio on CITR. Yeah!
Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9, The Brains, with the brand new single, Out in the Dark, that almost just released last month, at the end of the month. They're playing along with the Isotopes and a whole bunch of other bands as part of the Stomp Records 20th Anniversary Party this Friday night at the Rickshaw. Thanks so much to Evan October from the Isotopes for coming in and joining us on the show. Yeah, nice to meet you, Evan, and hopefully we'll see the show on Friday night. Okay, Matt, how are we doing, buddy?
Oh, not too bad. Where have you been the last little while, buddy?
Yeah, mate. I've been in the land down under.
Ah.
Just a quick little whirlwind trip down to visit some friends. It was a friend's wedding down there. Literally 9 days. Hadn't been there in 9 years, so I had 9 days to catch up on 9 years. Total whirlwind. But I got a chance to check out some of the Melbourne music scene while I was there as well. Maybe you've heard of a band called Tame Impala?
I have, yes.
Yes. Well, you know what's funny is when I was talking to, I think many of us in sort of indie alternative music circles would have heard that name. Although in Melbourne, amongst a lot of people I was chatting with, they apparently are not that big. So I guess their label has really done a great job of exporting them to places like Canada, the States, Europe. But weren't as huge as I thought they'd be. I thought everyone was going to know the name Tame Impala in Melbourne, but apparently they didn't.
True. Like in Canada, if a band gets big elsewhere, like because of CanCon laws and stuff, I think a lot of times you get bands that get big in Canada and you're not necessarily always aware that like people outside of Canada have never heard of them, which is why sometimes I'm always surprised, like, oh, have you heard of Sum 41? Like, of course, Fat Lip, that song was huge. Like, I have a friend from Mexico and she's like, yeah, I love that song. It's like, really? People outside of Canada? So it's kind of interesting to hear that it's kind of like the reverse situation there, because I can't think of an equivalent like band from Canada that's big outside of Canada but not in Canada.
Well, Current Swell has a huge following in Brazil.
Do they really?
A much bigger following in Brazil than they do in Canada. Because people know Current Swell in BC, but they haven't quite got the national recognition as yet. But they're playing shows in Brazil in front of like 50,000 people.
Wow.
Yeah. So I think maybe...
So there you go.
So maybe Tame Impala is on the equivalent, although I had the pleasure of seeing them at the Meyer Music Bowl, an amazing outdoor venue. And Kevin Parker, the lead singer, said, hey guys, this is actually our biggest show ever in Australia. Pardon the Aussie accent. So I felt pretty honored to be at their biggest show ever in Oz this past Saturday night. So without further ado, why don't we play some Tame Impala right now? This is off their brand new album, Currents. It's the new single. It's called The Moment. And you are listening to Tame Impala on Discord Radio. CITR 101.9. Send us a note to all my Aussie mates down in Melbourne.
listening to Discorder Radio on CITR. Enjoy yourself.
Discord Radio, CITR 101.9, Gang Signs off the new EP, Geist EP, with the track Mate. And prior to that, Tame Impala, going out to all my mates in the land down under with The Moment. It is Discord Radio on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver or CITR.ca in the World Wide Web. We are about halfway through the show, and I'd like to welcome back to the program the editor-in-chief of Discorder Magazine, editor-in-C, Britt B.
Hello.
Hello. Nice to see you again.
Thank you.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. I'm saying okay. It's kind of my way of summarizing the fact that I didn't get to have a chat with you about the new issue last week, but...
I did come on, actually.
Yes, I heard it. I was listening in Australia, and you sounded great.
Thank you.
Yeah. For those that they're not in the studio right now, she kind of did one of these almost like oh, thank you, kind of like propped her hair up a little bit. Like it was very cute. Okay, so we're here to talk about what's happening tonight at the Astoria called Art Rock?
Yes.
And one of the reasons I wanted you to talk about it, not only as our editor-in-chief, but because you were there last month and we had a very passionate email exchange. Well, actually, it was mostly you being passionate, me asking you questions, where you described wonderfully what this event was all about.
Yeah, and I will do my best to sort of invoke those feelings again. But essentially, last month's Art Rock, I didn't quite know what to expect, but you'll notice that Art Rock is actually a feature in this month's Discorder magazine. And so I went there with the amazing writer, Natalie D, and we just had fun. We got some beers at the Astoria, and we watched Art Rock and figured it all out. There was smoke machines. There was moody lighting. There was a lot of people that were very cool but kind. Lots of pool being played, and then extraordinarily bizarre music that everyone was very enthusiastic about. And Eileen Bryant especially was absolutely incredible. She gave me chills, which is a rare thing for me. I've seen her perform several times, but this time in particular was amazing. And the whole evening is curated by Casey Way of the band Late Spring. Mm-hmm. And she herself is a performance artist and a musician in other things as well. And I just think she did an incredible job.
Wow. So what were the requirements for those to play at this event?
Oh. I think the whole point of it is that it's quite open-ended. If a band has something that they're doing that's quite unconventional in some way that can be defined as art rock, then they can sort of qualify, or if they come under Casey's radar, I suppose. But art rock is actually quite an old term. It comes from the 70s. Artists doing very experimental things. You think of musicians in Andy Warhol's factory that are creating different sounds and different textures with their music, overlapping poetry and different instruments and creating something entirely original. And so what Casey's done with Art Rock? Is created these very individual or brought together a lot of very individual bands, a lot of very different aesthetics, sound aesthetics, into one evening, one showcase.
Very nice. So it's happening again tonight. Now, it takes place the second Tuesday of every month. Last week, and you mentioned that Aileen Bryant was the highlight.
Last month.
There was also Jason was one of the other performers as well.
Yes.
Snoozer
and Strawberry, I believe, were the other two.
Okay. And just a real interesting mishmash of performers.
Yeah, it was a very interesting mishmash. Although you saw the common threads, which was a lot of performance art, musicians that dabble in other mediums of installation, sculpture, photography. You saw a lot of artists represented. It was,
awesome. So it's happening again tonight at the Astoria.
Yes.
And once again, the second Tuesday of every month. Tonight, the acts include Mold Grows on Baby, mm-hmm. Only a Visitor, Number 213, and Pants.
Yes.
And now, I am not familiar with any of those names, but luckily you're in the scene, Britt, so you've got a little bit to share.
I don't know that I'm in the scene as some of these people I call my friends. Mold Grows on Baby, One of the members of that is John Brennan, who is also with the Atlanteans, who won night two of Shindig a couple weeks ago. Mm-hmm. He's an extraordinary drummer. Only a visitor is Robin Jacobs, who is involved in a lot of different projects, including the Bike Bike Gamelan and a few different musical things. But yeah, she released an album in late September that was absolutely extraordinary. So I'm really excited to see her tonight, actually.
Excellent. Well, we're excited. I don't know if I'll get a chance to go, but I guess, are you going to be going to the performance?
Yes, I'm actually going to that and Shindig tonight. I'm going to be tag teaming, hardcore. But luckily it's both on Hastings. So all I really need to do is run between, what is that, like seven blocks? That's doable.
There you go. You got a bike?
No, but I have really good running shoes.
Okay. All right. Nice. Okay. Yes. Yeah, so we're going to talk about Shindig in a little bit as well. Right now, we're going to play some Casey Way. We're going to play some Late Spring.
Nice.
That's Casey's band. And then we'll play one of the acts of the various mismatched acts that are playing tonight as well. So right now, we're going to play Late Spring. This is the track Kids Lick. And we'll come back with another performer from tonight's Art Rock Extravaganza. Thanks so much for joining us, Britt.
Thank you. Yeah, it was great talking.
Okay, we'll talk to you soon.
Okay.
Once again, this is Late Spring on Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9.
What's up? This is Kay Flay. You are listening to Discorder, CITR 101.9 FM.
One time, ladies and gentlemen, you are now tuned into the sounds of Disorder, 101.9 FM, CITR.ca, here in Vancouver. My name is Charlie Tuna from Jurassic 5. We are live and direct. Stop playing and tune in.
Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9, a little sample of art rock. That was Pants with the track You Hate Me. They are playing tonight at Art Rock, along with the act we heard before that. That was Mold Grows on Baby with their track Red. We also have Only a Visitor, number 213. They'll be playing along with Casey Way of Late Spring, and you heard her band Late Spring with the track Kids Lick. So that was a bit of an art rock set in there. Also another little interesting story about connection is that, as Brett mentioned, John Brennan of Mold Grows on Baby is also in the band The Atlanteans, who won Shindig Night number 2 weeks ago at Pat's Pub. Of course, it is Tuesday, so it is Shindig Nights. It's going on every Tuesday from now until the end of the year, and then we've got a bit of semifinal thing happening in the new year. Tonight is night number 4. The acts include Hill Beast, Winona Forever, and Critics. And by the way, Critics is a bit of like a best of CITR band. We have CITR president Eric Coates is in that act, along with Shay and Nick, a couple of other CITR staff here. So we look forward to hearing from them, but we're also going to hear from these other bands too. We're going to give these guys a bit of a listen right now. So it's all happening tonight at Pat's Pub on Hastings. Once again, Critics, Hill Beast, and Winona Forever, and we're going to play Winona Forever right about now. This track is called Cell Phone. Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9, Winona Forever making their Discorder Radio debut.
That's just not me. Cell phone.
Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9. That was Winona Forever with the track Cell Phone. And yeah, that was one of a couple of tracks that we'll be playing. Okay, a bit of miscommunication here. We're not playing the next track, but anyways, yes, we are playing this. The show goes on. College Radio, folks. Okay, so, yes, Winona Forever, Cell Phone, they are playing tonight at part of Shindig, along with Critics, the CITR band, and Hill Beast. It's all happening tonight at Pat's Pub on Hastings Street, just east of Maine, night number 4 for Shindig. Okay, so, the date is November the 10th, which means tomorrow is the 11th of November, Remembrance Day. There'll be a big ceremony happening tomorrow at Victory Square and many other ceremonies all over Vancouver. Of course, at the 11th hour, at the 11th minute of the 11th hour, 11th day, 11th month is when we remember World War I and World War II and Korea veterans. That's who we recognize here in Canada. And in honor of that, we actually want to play a track from a band from Ottawa called Holorado. Maybe you've heard of them. Great story. It's a war story. Basically, the lead singer, Menno Versteeg of Holorado, his grandfather was spared by a Nazi general way back in 1942 in Austria. Brief story is that I guess his grandfather was captured and was sent to prison, was supposed to be sent off to die. And then somehow Versteeg's grandfather said, hey, you know, if you were me in this situation, wouldn't you be trying to fight for your life as well? So is there any way you can spare me? So he kind of befriended this Nazi soldier who ended up sparing him. And instead of sending him to the concentration camp, he just let him stay in the cell for a couple of years. When the war ended a couple of years later, suddenly this Nazi soldier was then on trial for his own life and was about to be hanged. But then Menno Versteeg's grandfather, who stepped up and said, no, this man saved my life, spared my life a couple years earlier by not sending me to the concentration camp. And they both went on to live full lives. And the story gets even better, where literally 60 years later, Menno Versteeg of Holorado got a chance to meet up with the grandson of the Nazi soldier who spared his grandfather. An amazing story. It's all told really well in a nice kind of 10-minute video documentary, which we're going to include on their Facebook page. And it's a bit of a video documentary that goes along with this track here. So this is our Remembrance Day shout out. A great track. Make sure you are honoring tomorrow, whatever you're doing, at 11 o'clock in the morning. And this is how it goes. Holorado. So It Goes. Discord Radio, CITR 101.9.
Your life.
Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9. Great track there from Colorado. Oh, So It Goes. It's our Remembrance Day shout out. Once again, a great, amazing story, true story about how the lead singer of Colorado's grandfather was spared by a Nazi soldier, and then it came full circle when those two got to meet up. The whole thing, as I said, is nicely documented in a great little short video documentary along with the song you heard. We will make sure to post it to our Facebook page, Discorder Radio. Of course, we're also on Twitter, Instagram, all your social media feeds. Check us out. Shameless plug is done. The show is almost done. We got about 4 minutes left. Matt Muse, how you doing, my man?
Oh, not too bad. You know, just producing the show here.
Yeah, you're doing a fine job, my friend. Well, we had a lot going on today. A few different guests, a few different things happening, but it sounded pretty sharp.
Well, thank you.
Nice. We got time for about one more track. We're going to play something that's kind of special, kind of near and dear to your heart. I'm going to let you explain why.
Yeah, well, it was a pretty busy last week for me in terms of live music in Vancouver, because not only was, you remember we had Sarah on the show, there was Sarah Jickling and of Her Good Bad Luck. They had their first show as Sarah Jickling and The Good Bad Luck, so that was cool. That was on Thursday. But the other show that I went to on Sunday night was the last show ever. You may remember me hyping this up last week. The last show ever of legendary Vancouver heavy metal band 3 Inches of Blood.
Last show ever.
Their last show ever. They played two back-to-back last shows Saturday and Sunday at the Commodore, sold both of them out, and a buddy had a spare ticket for the Sunday show, so I went to check it out. And it was pretty wild. It was quite a cross-section of people you wouldn't necessarily expect to be at a metal show, but everyone was super into it. And there was two really good Canadian heavy metal history moments that happened in the show, because I know the singer Cam Pipes, he's a big fan of like the Canadian metal tradition, right?
Okay.
And so there was two really good moments that I really enjoyed. The first was at the start of the set, before they started playing, they dim the lights and you think they're about to come out. There's no light, the only light on stage is their logo. It's like glowing, pulsating colors, and they just crank over the PA. They crank Rock You by Helix, which is, if you're familiar, it's this hair metal song from the 80s by a Canadian band called Helix, and an anthem about how good rock and roll is. And they played like the entire thing. I've never seen a band start a show that way. It was incredible. It was a like perfect choice.
Wow.
The other really good moment that happened was at the end of their second set. They played two sets, and then they also played a very long encore for which they brought out their original singer, and he sang, well, they have two singers generally. They got Cam, who does like the really high falsetto, and then they've got a guy who does like the more screamy vocals.
Okay.
And the original screamy vocal guy, they brought him out for like, I can't remember his name, which is embarrassing, but they brought him out for like a 20-minute encore. They played like all their all the old hits that he would have like Deadly Sinners, which is the one that we played last week. And
nice.
So yeah, it was really cool. But the other Canadian metal history moment was at the end of their second set, they're playing one of their own songs, and in the middle of it, just seamlessly transition into Tom Sawyer by Rush, maybe the classic Canadian heavy metal. Well, I don't know if you call them heavy metal, but prog rock bands for sure.
One of the quintessential tracks for sure.
Yeah, and it was just like out of nowhere, just, this big synth just bam.
Nice.
Bah, 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 and then he sings the line. And apparently, I found this out later, a bunch of the members of 3 Inches of Blood actually play in a Rush cover band.
Ah.
So yeah.
What a pretty epic last show, it sounds like.
It was wild, yeah. And
to have the old lead singer come out as well, like, that's just incredible.
Well, I guess you'd call him like the backup vocals, but still, it was very cool. They had like two founding members come back to play like a couple songs for this, so that was very cool.
It would be like the Keep 'Em Separated guy coming out and performing at an Offspring show.
It'd be a little bit of a bigger deal than that, but yes,
okay.
It was cool. It was definitely cool. Anyway, what I want to play before we throw over to Flex Your Head with all your hardcore needs with Mike. You'll recall if you're a listener of the show, I really like the FUBAR soundtrack. Came out in like early 2000. What they did was, rather than use songs from the movie, they got a bunch of contemporary Canadian bands to cover old 80s metal Canadian songs, one of which was Rock You by Helix. And so Sum 41 do this wonderful cover of Rock You by Helix. And we're gonna play that for you. So yeah, stay tuned. Flex Your Head. Mike, it's coming up next. Steve's and Mike. Here's Sum 41 with their cover of Helix's Rock You, CITR 101.9.